Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, hello, shit.
I don't know what I say.
Ooh, the Hala Hala Show.
Welcome to the Hala Hala Show, everyone. It's season 5, mix number
2.
Hey, welcome. Hello. Brand new Hala Hala
welcome
Show.
Back.
Welcome back.
Gather, everybody. Gather round. You know, we're going to whisper something in... Something.
Something.
Something into your ear, mm-hmm. You know?
Welcome to the podcast.
And, hello. This is the Hala Hala Show hosted by JC.
And Rika, who's in the UK over there. Hi, Rika.
Yes, we are. I am, actually. I have only 2 brain cells left for today. Mm-hmm. So please bear with me if I mispronounce a lot of things.
Okay.
And I am not sure about a lot of stuff that I'm going to say. So with that, we would like to welcome you to the Hala Hala Show, which is a podcast about everything and anything under the sun. This is purely Filipino. So if you're a Filipino, then great.
Musta.
Good for you.
Pare.
Musta. But then again, JC is in the Philippines. And like he said, I am in the UK for a certain reason of life. Mm-hmm. That's just how life works.
It is, really. Man.
That's just how it is.
Yeah, we were.
I was tired of the humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Parang dali eh, no? Alam mo, ayoko na ng mainit, so lipat ako ng country. No, it wasn't that easy. It wasn't that easy, honestly.
Yeah, but first timers here, welcome to the podcast. So we do have a little bit of structure, although we kind of mix and match whatever we talk about every week. We start off the podcast with something called Where You Been, where we talk about our own lives. So Rika's going to vent, I'm sure, about getting ghosted by some recruiters in a bit.
I don't want to say. I don't want to say. They might watch this.
And then we'll talk about our lives. And then we're going to the TTs, our trending topics. You can jump straight to the TTs by going to the timestamps. What are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about a certain organization in UP Diliman. So they're under fire right now because of a list of activities that is part of their recruitment process.
Okay.
So if you've ever been under any recruitment under like an organization process to join an organization or whatever, in any school, I think sometimes they do have these like dares, mm-hmm. or what do you call them?
Yeah, dares nga, dares.
What do you call them?
They call them
dares. Or like stuff that you need to do for you to prove that you are worthy of their membership.
Like Thor?
Right?
Like, are you worthy of Thor's hammer? Ganun ba yun?
Ganun yun. If you cannot lift the hammer of UP.
Right.
Just kidding. But yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. And I'm sure a lot of people also have their own opinions about it because there are a lot of people who have joined orgs.
Mm-hmm.
So there. And then after that, we're also going to talk about Britney Spears,
yes.
who wrote a book, by
oh,
the
yeah.
way.
Oh, yeah. She spilled all the tea in her new book.
Gosh.
A lot of it involving, of course, her ex-boyfriend, Justin Timberlake. Remember, I don't know how old you guys are who are listening, but I remember growing up, they were the hot couple, you know, growing up.
Ako, hindi ko na maalala.
Hindi mo na maalala.
Ano ko eh.
Sobrang bata ba.
Gen Alpha.
We'll talk about all the revelations that Britney, not all of them, because, you know, we can't go through everything, but just kind of the big stuff that came out in the news because of the publicity of Britney's new book. And then our last thing that we're going to be tackling, it blew up online as well, involving Frances M and a woman who, well, it's supposedly how do you phrase this delicately?
Oh gosh.
They
had a previous relationship there.
Yeah, go.
So they had a previous relationship, and in the news they're saying that they have a child together, mm-hmm. that they did not publicize.
Right.
And I'm sure that they didn't really like, they have family and stuff like that, they didn't really like keep it a secret. It's just that they didn't publicize it.
Right.
So, they actually went public with it when they sold a certain item to a pawn shop, I believe. It's a pawn shop, right?
Yeah, pawn shop. It's actually a pawn shop, and they have a YouTube channel. It's called Pinoy Pawn Stars. If you've ever watched Pawn Stars, like the American version, which I love, by the way. Yeah. It's on History
Rick?
Channel.
Isn't it Rick
or Chum Lee. Dude, Chum Lee's my favorite, man. So we're going to talk all about that. You can jump straight again to the timestamps if you want to skip where you've been, but we're going to start with where you've been this week. Do I start this week?
I went first last week, so you go first.
Okay. I'll start with my most recent happenings in life. I had a 3-part live stream hosting for SM Malls Online this past week. It was pretty cool. So basically, kasi October is like their 65th anniversary. So SM's been around for 65 years, which is pretty cool. And they have a lot of deals involving the 65th anniversary. They got me and a guy named Jeff. I forgot the name of his TikTok, but he has like 100,000 followers on TikTok. He's a foodie. He does food reviews. And the reason they got us is because they know that we love food. Like, we are food people, food content creators and whatnot. And throughout the live, each live was an hour long. So we had one last Wednesday, last Friday, and then this past Thursday. And they were giving out a lot of GCs. There's thousands of people watching. It was really interesting. And they gave us, parang yung ano, meron silang spread of food. There's a whole spread of food from all these brands that were participating sa promo. And at the end of the shoot, we got to take home the food, bro. I must have taken home. So throughout the 3 parts, I must have taken home maybe 3 or 4K worth of free food from all these brand, like name brand restaurants. I mean, not just mga Jollibee and McDo. There's a like Kaukai. I don't know if you kumain ka na ba sa Kaukai before you left.
Yes.
Yeah, di ba?
Yes.
Kaukai Thai food.
The chicken.
Yeah, man. So we did that. It was pretty fun. So shout out to SM and also the team that I work with. They're called Closet, which I think is also, it's based in Singapore, but they were really professional. They were really nice. So shout out to the Closet team. Other than that, man, I just been watching a lot of TV. So I remember last year, I would recommend to a lot of Leche fans here, yung Only Murders in the Building, the one with Selena Gomez and Steve Martin and Martin Short. So season 3 just finished about a week ago. So season 3, I think, is probably the best season, I would say. So if you have Disney Plus in the Philippines, I highly recommend you watch Only Murders in the Building. Season 3 is so good because there's like musical numbers. It involves the cast, like they're participating in a musical, and there are some really banger songs. I would highly recommend checking out. But you do have to watch season 1 and 2. I don't think you can just start off from season 3. Like, you really have to start from season 1 so that magets mo lahat yung mga ano, yung mga inside jokes. But I would highly recommend Only Murders in the Building. And the other show that I've been catching up on, we've been catching up on it, is The Boys, yung sa Amazon. If you've ever heard about that show.
This is The Boys. No.
The Boys, which is based off of a comic book. And the premise of that show is it's set in a world where superheroes are like known and right? And then turns out these superheroes are kind of fucked up people, especially your main superhero who's like Superman. His name is Homelander. Dude, he is evil as fuck, bro. He's an evil dude. And it goes over the story of this team called The Boys, and they're trying to keep the superheroes in check. That's all. I'll leave it at that, because if you haven't watched it, it's got a lot of twists and turns. And it's super different because I read the comics too. It's super different from the comic. So it's on season 3 finished, I think, last year. And then season 4 is about to come out, I think, later this year. So if you haven't watched The Boys, it's on Amazon Prime. And you can watch the first 3 seasons. And it's a bingeable show. And the last thing that I watched...
That storyline, that premise kind of like reminds me of like the influencer culture. You know what I mean?
Actually, it does tackle that.
Diba? Na parang ang dami na kasi influencer ngayon, and sometimes, you know, there would be some people who call themselves influencers that aren't really nice to people.
Yeah.
Or nice to work with.
Actually,
and wouldn't it be nice if there's like a group of, not just boys, but like group of people who actually kind of like keep them in check.
Yeah, like basically, you know, since yung the boys, like the team, they're just normal people. What they do is like they blackmail the superheroes because they do some really, really messed up stuff like behind the scenes. Especially
you mean the superheroes.
The superheroes, they do some really messed up stuff. Man, the opening of season 3 is probably the wildest. I can't even explain it because it's so messed up. It involves, let's say, it involves a penis and a Ant-Man kind of superhero. So you just do the, you know, figure it out in your mind. This Ant-Man creature can shrink that involves a penis. Basta, okay. You know, just think about it. Think about it.
Just like inappropriate.
Inappropriate, yeah. And the last thing I watch, surprisingly, I haven't watched a teleserye in a long time. Like, as in, it's been years. Because I used to be super into teleserye when I was growing up in the States. Meron kaming TFC. So I would watch all of the teleserye na araw-araw lumalabas. But I mean, it's crazy when you think about it. They would release an episode Monday through Friday before. But yeah. I think they've kind of gone the way of yung mga K-drama ngayon. So they release two episodes a week. The show I'm watching is called Lin Lang, starring Paola Avellino and Kim Chu and J.M. de Guzman. Ooh. Oh, it's a spicy one. It's also on Amazon. It comes out every Thursday. I think they release two episodes. The story is Kim Chu is cheating on Paola Avellino with his brother. Step brother. Hindi ko alam eh. Basta iba yung tatay nila eh. Or iba yung nanay nila. Okay. What do you call that? Basta it's
stepbrother.
Yeah, it is nakakagigil man.
Pero grabe no, the trope of the other woman or having a third party is such a common thing in teleseries and in movies because I feel like, you know, it's proven that a lot of people would want to watch it.
Yeah,
probably the Marites in all of us.
But they flipped they flipped it a little bit because now it's the other man, right? It's the other man. So it's Kim Chu that is has two, you know, it's like a love triangle, but with Kim Chu and two guys.
So what are they trying to say? Like, oh, women can be cheaters.
Oh, I guess so, man. Dude, nakakagigil si Juliana, bro. Si Kim Chu, her character named Juliana. But no one's innocent in the show. Like, Paola Avellino, he's the guy that's being cheated on. He's also kind of a douchebag in the first, like, few episodes. So at first, you're like, you understand Kim Chu's character, but, oh my God, bro, you gotta watch it. Nakakagigil.
Oh my God. At this point in my life, I feel like I haven't watched anything new.
But that's pretty much it, man.
I need my safety shows.
Okay. That's pretty much it. I mean, I've been just playing video games. Although, share ko lang, my keyboard is broken right now. And that letter, like the letter I and the letter K keys aren't working. So I've been using the on-screen keyboard to type. And it just got me thinking, which key, like if you could lose one letter, like I is not the letter that you want to lose a keyboard.
No, not any of the vowels.
Yeah, Q, Q I think is probably the one I would give up the most. Q or
could
Z. Siguro Z.
Z?
Yeah.
Pwedeng Z.
Yeah.
Or maybe
X.
T? Letter T?
And then, dami, T is a... There's a lot of words in T.
Oo nga, hindi ka makakapagtangina. Diba?
Ang ina na. Ang ina na lang. Q or Z, feel ko okay lang. Pero I and then K. Surprisingly, there's a lot of words na K. I mean, I was trying to type words. That's K. It's like, oh my God, my K is not working.
Oh, yeah.
Hindi ka makakapagkk.
And there are words where you don't, you know, like when you say it, you don't verbally say letter K.
True.
But you have to spell it out.
Yeah.
Or else it's going to be a different word. Wow, look at us. Linguistics.
Linguistics.
Linguistination.
Oh, man. But that's pretty much it, man. Finn, how about you? What did you do this week?
This week was kind of a spicy one because, actually, it was also really fun because we went to Camden Market here in London. And Camden Market, when we went there, it kind of like reminded me of Green Hills. Parang ganun siya. So if you look at it, parang maraming tiyangge. There are a lot of different stores in the street. So there's a lot of character in that town, little town in London. And then it's famous for the Camden Market, like food market. So hinanap talaga namin yung food market. But of course, in the middle of it, there would be like, there's a lot of stores just selling random shit, literally like vintage jackets, if you need, you know, random buttons, random ties, nice. Like little bottles of sriracha. I don't know. You can find it there.
What a spectrum, huh? Buttons and sriracha.
Not just sriracha, like little bottles of sriracha. Okay. I'm sure you can find it there. And then, so we went to the food market, and initially we challenged ourselves, me and Ryan challenged ourselves to just buy food for the both of us for £20. But because of the power of inflation, that did not happen. Inflation, it did not happen. But I did buy, for lunch, I did buy this Polish hot dog, which had sauerkraut and onions and mustard and ketchup. It's just amazing. And then Ryan got like a salmon Thai bowl, which was amazing also. And then what else? Yeah, just going around Camden Market, honestly, it's just there's a lot of things to see, even if you don't buy anything. And then we had coffee at this place called The Good Egg. And if you look it up, it's very much like, ano bang parang same aesthetic ng The Good Egg? Parang, I don't know. Basta, when you see it, it's very Instagrammable. So that was really nice. And then after that, there was actually this underground, what do you call that? Underground.
Rave?
Arcade.
Ah, okay.
No, arcade okay. slash... ano man tawag mo sa ano sa amusement park?
Amusement park.
We go. It's like an underground amusement park in the middle of the city. As in pagbaba mo, it's called Babylon Park. If you look it up, and if you guys are going to London anytime soon, I suggest you go to Camden Market because first of all, ang daming food, ang daming mabibili, ang daming makita, and then there's also Babylon Park. So it's kind of like an amusement park and an arcade in one because may rides. It kind of reminds me of Storyland.
Anong Storyland?
Parang siyang Storyland in the Philippines. Yeah, a lot of people will recognize Storyland. Parang siyang amusement park and arcade inside SM Fairview.
It's like yung sa ano, festival. Ano mo sa festival mall? May
yeah,
yun,
exactly.
Diba? May roller coaster.
Yeah. Right. I forgot what it's called, but it's kind of like that. But the thing is, you can't just buy tokens or something. They have an app that you have to buy. You can buy there. So you have to buy like coins and stuff like that. And then those coins you have to like scan the... It's not a plug and play type of thing. To be honest, I think yun yung pinaka...
Hassle.
Medyo complicated. Medyo hassle pagdating dun. Kasi, you know, you need to connect to the Wi-Fi. You need to scan the code. But once you get it, it's fine. Mm. And they do present you with a lot of like parang packages. Mm. So if you're just playing alone or if you're playing with friends or family. So I think it's very... techie, ganun. Pero may roller coaster siya sa loob, which is like a normal roller coaster. Wala namang loop.
Okay.
Kasi feeling ko hindi...
True.
Feeling ko hindi, ano, baka hindi kaya. Underground. But it's really nice. I think it's nice to go there with friends, especially. So yeah, Babylon Park was really good. What else? This week really was just me in front of a computer trying to apply for a job and telling them, please hire me. But I mean, I'm progressing. I would like to believe that I am progressing, because if I don't believe that, I'm not winning in life.
You're a winner, man. You're a winner.
It's just that the thing with job hunting, and this is from my own experience, it really breaks you down. Because, you know, sometimes... And there are a lot of people who would say that, oh, I'm applying for this job because I'm super qualified. You know what I mean? Like, I have all of this experience and all of this, you know, knowledge about this certain job or role or whatever. And then at the end of the day, you know, your application just doesn't get through. And it kind of breaks you down kasi parang naisip mo na, akala ko ba magaling ako? You know what I mean? Parang ako kasi for me, magaling ako eh. Pero parang for them pala hindi. So you know what I mean? Like, I feel like this is me talking to myself, and I'm not being, you know, the expert in this. I'm literally talking to myself here that I just have to push through. I literally just have to do it again and again and again. And I'm literally, this has been the only time I feel like this year that I've reached out to people and actually asked for help, because, bro, I don't think you can do it alone.
In job hunting.
I feel like you can't. You either need, like, you know, like recruiters, websites, like people to look at your CV, your professors, your mentors to like tell you, no, you can do it.
Sino yung mga references mo? Di ba may references sa job application?
Yeah. So I have my professor in my master's program, and then also I think I gave away, but I think I put down as a reference my previous boss. I think so. So yeah. But yeah, it will just, because it's different when I worked as a freelancer in the Philippines, and especially because we had that upper hand where we worked in radio, which means that, you know, there are quite a number of people who already know us from radio.
Right.
And that itself is like a credential. And you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to prove that you can do this or do that, and they can just look up online or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's different right now, although it's an experience that I feel like I just have to go through. It's not something that you can just skip over.
Yes.
Really.
Yeah.
That was so I don't know if I told the podcast yet, but I do work part-time at a coffee shop. So that in itself for me is also like a different thing, because ewan ko, parang napaisip lang ako kanina while I was mopping the floors, and then a lot of cars in front of the shop like pass by, and sometimes they stop in front of the shop, you know, because of traffic. And then there would be like really nice cars with people inside them. Obviously.
I hope so.
Alam ka naman wala pala, di ba? Automatic, di ba? Anyway, and then minsan napapaisip ako habang nagmamop ako ng floor na parang, I wonder if these people have, you know, experienced mopping floors. Like as part of their jobs, right, or something. Yung parang napaisip lang ako na parang lahat ba talaga ng tao go through this part of life, because I am willing. I mean, like, I'm not ungrateful for my situation. Mm-hmm. Pero parang napaisip lang ako na parang lahat kaya ng tao, you know.
I would say at least here, yeah, 'di ba yung mga, I would say in our demographic, lalo na yung mga college kids that go to, you know, what, quote unquote big four schools, I don't think a lot of them go through service industry jobs, you know.
No.
Unlike in the States.
No,
I say in the States, diba, you work at a fast food chain, like that's normal in high school, maybe in college. Here, I guess because of the, you know, the salaries and whatnot, once you graduate from, you know, one of the bigger universities here, you go straight to a desk job. Well, that's what you were hoping for.
Yeah.
People don't really go through mopping floors kind of jobs.
Yeah. The thing is, in the Philippines, kasi, there is this big culture that if you can afford like private education, it means that you don't really need like a part-time job to support yourself or whatever you need, because it means that your family or, you know, whoever is supporting you can support you without the part-time job. And there is that culture, and I'm not proud of it, na parang, oh, hindi mo na kailangan yan, parang, or like, nakakahiya yan, or something like that, which honestly, I don't agree.
Yeah, same.
I honestly don't agree, because before, in college, I did take up like a lot of freelance jobs, which got me through, you know, like some tough time. So
it builds character, I think. Yung mga service jobs. Because, dude, yeah, you won't understand what it's like to be, because there's, I don't know. So the people who are rude to yung mga service workers, they never worked in service work, like ever. I'm pretty sure. Like, there are a lot of douchebags out there that treat service workers like shit because they never went through it. They never went through it.
For sure.
So
I can totally agree with that.
Yeah, man.
And then there's also the idea in the Philippines na parang if you work part-time or if you're a working student, it might take away your focus on your studies.
Mm.
Ako, honestly, I grew up with that idea na parang I always like present that idea before to my parents. Na parang part-time kaya ako or mag-student mag-student worker kaya ako. Mm. And it would always be like, baka kasi hindi ka maka-focus sa studies mo eh, or something like that. Which is so weird because a lot of people have organizations and clubs in, you know, when you're in college or when you're in high school. And I feel like that's kind of like the same thing, but you're not getting paid.
True. And you have to do some you have to do some dares to get in, right?
I know.
You gotta kiss a tree good... or something.
Which is a good segue to our first TT for today.
True. So shall we wapow to the first TT?
Yeah, wapow.
Wapow. All right, let's talk about that. So we're talking about a student org in UP. Should we name it? We can name drop it, right? Because they already released a statement and everything, right?
Yeah, they released it. It's already in the news. So we're talking about UPJMA, which is an organization in UP Diliman, if I'm not correctly, like specifically in UP Diliman.
That
and
is
I don't
correct.
Know if they have like branches in other UP UP branches.
Mm. UP campuses. UP campuses.
Yon, UP campuses.
Yeah, yung mga branch.
But yeah.
San ka na, anong branch ka nga ng UP? Anong branch ka ng UP na graduate? Los Baños, no? Los Baños branch.
Ako, Los Baños branch ako talaga. So, yeah. So, UPJMA right now, they're under fire because a list of dares among the members were posted online. So this is a list of dares that people who want to join UPJMA are supposed to do. And they did say that these dares weren't mandatory.
Right.
So they weren't really forced to do it. But obviously, it's kind of like, well, for me, obviously, pag gusto mo sumali, you know, people would do it, right?
Yeah. Some of the dares, I mean, it's a whole list. It was leaked online and then somebody posted it on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And then I guess now it's on Facebook. But it was a list of 50 mm-hmm. dares. We're not going to read all the dares. Some of them are okay to me. But some of them are a little bit weird. Like for me, like it starts off hot right away at number 2. It says rub someone off in your committee until they get hard, and then boner should be seen, bro. I mean, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know how much
you must love this org
to rub somebody off in your org to get and then see their boner.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you think about it, like, you know, when you're in college, you're like, oh, that's so funny.
Right.
But I mean, at the core of it, that's disgusting, man.
That shit's illegal.
That shit's illegal. That's like borderline illegal. Yeah. Like, what? Oh. I don't know. And it all, I don't know. But for me, it might also be, I was just thinking about na parang, you know, these list of dares. It could also be looked at as parang unprofessional yung organization na yun. When it's supposed to be, you know, your practice organization mo dapat to when you're already in the working world, right?
Yeah.
You know, how they are in the marketing world or something.
So junior marketing associates, diba yung JMA?
Exactly. Mm. So for a lot of social media posts, they equated this to hazing. So I read up, so I did a little bit of research, and it's not an extensive research, so you guys can also read up the article that I read. This one's from Esquire, which is the history of hazing in the Philippines. And it's kind of long, but if you scroll down to the part where it first started, basically it first started when the American education system made its way to the Philippines. And then they established Greek fraternities, like Greek letter fraternities, in the UP system, basically. Mm-hmm. The first ever one is Upsilon Sigma Phi, which is still right now, what do you call this? It's still existing.
Diba Upsilon yung naka-issue before when we talked about it before? Upsilon,
yeah, they've had multiple deaths actually.
Yeah.
Or not multiple. I'm not sure about multiple, but they've had deaths
during hazing
because of, you know, their process. Mm. And then that's where it all started. Kumbaga, that's kind of like their way for you to prove that you really are worthy of the membership.
Yeah.
If you guys didn't know, yes, we do have Greek letter fraternities and sororities here. I mean, in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And being, you know, having studied in UP, you know, I do know, I haven't seen, but like, I do know some people who have undergone these processes.
Yeah.
And of course, I cannot say if it's true or not because I've only heard of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are some organizations. And minsan, yung orgs pa yung mas malala yung their process of getting into the organization.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that fraternities and sororities also don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, yeah.
Because
some of them are just really like jaw-dropping. Honestly, like the things that I've heard is just, yeah.
Wild. Super wild.
It's wild. It's wild.
I mean, just going down this list, no? Yung pinaka
ano? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yung pinakamalala siguro na narinig ko. And this is just sabi-sabi. So
okay.
Don't come for me. And I don't even know kasi they didn't tell me what the organization was. But it was like a line of people. From one person, they would, you know, chew the food. Tas pasa-pasa. Ganun.
Like a mother bird?
Like a, yeah.
Di ba ganun yun?
Exactly.
So they chew
like
the
mother
food
bird.
And then they spit, they feed the...
They're mother birding. They are mother birding each other. And like, for me, hindi ko alam kung totoo yun or if they still do it, but yun pa lang
true.
Medyo, whoa.
Obviously pre-COVID yun, pre-COVID era when no one was afraid.
Oh, but the thing is, kasi with, especially with these organizations, obviously UP does give these organizations the freedom to create their own process however they want to create it. It's just that, and I'm sure that there are rules still within UP and within, you know, universities that would still be followed, obviously.
I'm trying to think of what I would mother bird, like what is mother bird worthy to me? Like what kind of club or membership is worth that? Diba?
Yun nga kasi yun eh. Kasi dahil sa willingness and their, you know, their passion in joining these organizations, fraternities and sororities, you know, people through the years have gone through the worst and they didn't say anything just because, kasi alam mo, so here's the thing. When I was in UP, ano ako eh, BS Development Communication, major in DevCom, minor in organizations ako. Because I had like 4 or 5. And the thing is, kasi minsan parang, it kind of bonds you with the people you're joining the organization with.
Yeah.
So, ang tawag doon, batch. So, usually, pag may kasama ka mag-process, tatawag mo sila, uy, batch, ganyan, kasi batchmates kayo.
Mm.
And then, you know, having gone through that whole process, and minsan medyo questionable or ayaw mo talaga gawin or parang minsan you get embarrassed or whatever, because you have that similarity, it kind of bonds you. And now that you're inside the organization, fraternity or sorority, you have that unspoken
bond
connection.
Yeah. Parang boot camp ng ano, military, diba?
Literally, that's what it creates, I feel like. This is from first-hand experience.
Right,
na parang
right.
Ako, you know, it was embarrassing na tinapon yung notebook ko in the middle of, you know, the field. Tapos kailangan ko kunin.
But at least okay yun, diba? Tapon lang yung notebook,
exactly.
Diba?
Oo, but then again, if you... Oh, si ano, si Alexa,
nakikisabay.
But the thing is, if you permit that, until when do you stop? Diba? Yun kasi yung parang iisipin mo eh. I'm not saying na parang malinis ako or whatever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I told you, I have joined organizations and I didn't say anything. Because for me, nung time na yon, and especially when you're an impressionable young person who just wants to be part of this organization, you'd be like, okay, fine,
Gee. You know. Okay. So, for example, I was reading through the dares na post, the 50 dares. Some of these are pretty. Some are okay. Okay, naman. Like, wala naman yung notebook dito. But okay, I gotta ask you: Would you video yourself making out with a tree trunk? Would you do that? Is that okay for you? Actually, to be honest, I would be okay with it. Like me personally, tree trunk. Okay lang.
If that's the only thing that I have to do, then
right.
Okay, sige, fine.
Okay. But yung iba dito medyo delikado eh. Like number 7 says, finish a whole bottle, 700 ml ng gin bilog, and then walk. Like that's pretty dangerous, no? 700 ml in one sitting? That's alcohol poisoning levels.
Exactly. And it also depends with the person. Like, what if sobrang payat ng tao is gonna do that? Or mm-hmm. like, they've literally never tasted alcohol before in their life. Diba? Parang medyo,
I haven't read through all these until now, but some of the, like, momol the head of a raw fish for 15 seconds with tongue, please.
Oh, God.
For example, rub butter all over your face, then do 5 unique creative poses. Okay, naman yun for me. I feel like that's pretty doable, right? Rub butter on your face.
Yeah, you can, like, wash it off, I guess. Yeah.
But, like, there's one, like, touch a random stranger's bald head and then walk for 10 seconds abang naka-lapag yung hand mo sa bald head nila. It's a little bit...
It's dangerous, too. It's dangerous. You don't know if...
They might retaliate. You know. Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Lick whipped cream off someone's someone else's armpit. I mean, that's doable, right? I think that's doable.
Yeah.
But some of these are the vibe.
The thing is, I feel like, yes, this will come to light and you know, it will be in the news. Just like other organization or other fraternities who have had deaths in their recruitment process.
Mm.
The danger, I feel like, is really within the organization, because even if, okay, sige, it goes to the news or mapag-usapan siya a little bit, will it change? Kasi if meron kayong collective understanding na, okay, ituloy-tuloy natin to, pero walang magsasalita. Diba?
Right.
That's where it becomes a little bit, medyo nakakatakot na yun.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you let your child go to college, and obviously when you're in UP, diba, you know, they speak about like freedom, and you know, you can do whatever you want, you can express however you want to express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So medyo nakakatakot yun. It's just that,
yeah,
it happens.
True. Well, ultimately, I mean, UPJMA did post a statement on their Facebook page. It's really long. I don't think we should just read the whole thing. It'll take too long.
I know. But, ChatGPT.
Yeah, basically, ChatGPT would make it concise by saying they said that they take full accountability for betraying the trust and confidence regarding the organization, and then they're enforcing the immediate suspension of the internal committee wars. I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm guessing that they're, you know, they're stopping whatever is those dares and everything. And of course, it also says, like you mentioned earlier, that these dares are part of our internal committee wars, which take place every May. Ayun pala yun. And we want to clarify that they were never required to participate in the dares. But yun nga, like you said, if you don't participate, syempre, di ba? Usually. So, anyway.
Grabe, as in, ako having, you know, having experience going through the process in orgs and my sorority, minsan talaga parang, from my experience talaga, yung parang, dahil gusto mo kasi talaga sumali eh.
Yeah.
And you're young, you don't have any friends, you want to be part of something.
Mm-hmm.
Yung parang mako-convince mo talaga yung sarili mo na, you know what? I think it's okay to rub butter all over my face.
Yeah, I'm gonna make out with a fish. Actually, there's one here na imposible. I mean, it's not even bad. It's finish 4 sky flakes in 1 minute. Imposible. It's impossible. Have you tried it?
Hindi. What if pagpatong-patong?
No, it's impossible. Trust me.
Ito kasi, yung inisip ko, what if the finish is put it all in your mouth? Or do you have to swallow it?
No, swallow it and no water, it's impossible. Like, you cannot, yung tawag din na saltine cracker
challenge.
Unless
you produce a copious amount of saliva.
Yeah, but you already wasted it on the fish. So, I mean,
no, dude.
You did the fish video and you try to do the sky flake, you won't be able to do it.
What if talagang ano eh na talagang iniisip? What if before eating the sky flakes, mag-ipon ka na ng saliva?
No, it's impossible. Okay, and I tried it before.
To soften it right away.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
So 4 packs, no? Which means that's 12.
12. Ay, 12, tama. 16. Oh, 3 per, diba? Tama. So 12.
3 per, okay.
So 12 sky flakes in 1 minute, it's not possible.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh,
sinusukat mo talaga in your mind. It's not possible, man.
Medyo ganito yun eh. Ganito siya kalaki eh. True. Oh, hindi. Hindi pwede.
Any more final thoughts on this, I guess?
Do you have advice, you know, for people entering college? you know, who want to join these organizations.
I didn't, full disclosure, I didn't join any extracurriculars during college because I just did not, I wanted to get out of there. You know, I didn't really care about the college. Maybe in hindsight, when I think about it, should I have gone for the full quote unquote college experience? Like, I didn't really have friends at college. I didn't make friends with that many people. Like, I had my classmates, but some people really had the time of their lives in college. Oh, no, man. I just wanted to finish. So I didn't really want to do extra. And I was working at the time, didn't it? I had a few jobs on the side. You got part-time jobs. So I didn't really have time to do extracurricular stuff. But in hindsight, I think it would have been cool if I did a few more clubs so I could, you know, bond with people who were like-minded. But I don't think I would have ever rushed for any sort of Greek stuff because I saw some of the yung mga hazing stuff. Even though it wasn't that bad from what I saw, it's like, I don't want to do that. And why? I don't want to do that. Yeah. I have enough friends for me lang, for me. Yeah. But I also understand, lalo na dito, I've really seen it. Yung mga orgs and mga frats and sororities, it's really a big stepping stone for like connections, right? Like I know people that have gotten jobs because they were part of this org and they were able to get a job because the boss was part of this org. But I guess don't subject yourself to anything that you're not comfortable with. And then if you feel like you can do it, if you feel like you're down, then I don't think there's anything wrong. As long as it's not dangerous, right, to your health or to anyone's health. I don't see anything wrong with it. But to me personally, I don't really give a shit about that stuff. So it's whatever. I'm doing fine. How about you? Any words of advice as somebody who actually did go through yung system of sorority?
Don't do it. I'm just kidding. Okay, here's the thing. I think it really built character in me.
Okay.
In me. But then again, you know, we're all different people. And like you said, if it doesn't work for you, parang hindi dahil ginagawa ng roommate mo or ng dormmate mo or ng, you know, your classmate is doing this and that, but you don't really want to do it, but you feel like you have to. Dun palang red flag na yun, na parang medyo napipilitan ka.
But are you still tight with your sorority sisters? I mean, now that you've been out of college for years.
That's the thing with my sorority. Yeah, I'm not tight with them, like, you know, like talking to them every day. But the thing is, when being part of that sorority, para akong in my head, I'm guessing it's a psychological thing. May sisterhood ako.
Of the traveling pants. No, sisterhood of the traveling pants.
Oh,
kind of thing,
sisterhood of the traveling microphone. I don't know. But literally, yun yung parang naiisip ko palagi na parang, shit, I'm part of this sisterhood that I'm just part of it forever.
Right.
So, yun yung appeal sa head ko ngayon. But obviously, if it doesn't, you know, if that doesn't
entice
kind
you,
of like it doesn't entice you, then don't do it. Also, I feel like there are a lot of things in life that will build character. Na hindi mo kailangan mag make out with a tree.
Yeah.
Or
life in general
hold somebody's bald head.
I think life in general will fuck you up in general. You don't need an org to do that.
You don't need that. I mean, like, just apply for a job. It will build character.
Yeah, true.
Literally, pumila ka sa isang government office.
Oh, man.
Pumila ka ng BIR. It will build character in you. Patience. Diba?
Understanding.
Determination. Understanding. Your communication, communication skills. That it will build... Pumila ka lang ng LTO, pwede na yun.
Dala ka
okay
ng dalawang
yun.
ID kahit wala kang ID. Kailangan mo ng dalawang ID.
Oo. Mag-apply ka for a job that needs, 5 years experience. Pero paano ka magkaka-experience kung hindi ka ma-hire? Yeah. O, yun lang yun, di ba?
The dilemma, right?
Builds character.
Builds character. All right, on that note, I guess we should wapow.
Wapow.
All right, let's talk about Britney, bitch. It's Britney, bitch. Dun, 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 dun. What's your favorite Britney Spears song before we talk about it?
Sometimes I run, sometimes
I hide.
Uy, grabe. Lagi akong 94 dun sa karaoke.
Oh, talaga? 94?
Yeah. No, but the thing is, dun sa karaoke namin sa bahay, yung Magic Sing, tumataas lang yung score ko dun if I shout to the mic. Kasi the louder you get, the higher score you have.
Kala ko pantay, dapat pantay lang yung pagbigtas mo ng words and then you'll get, like, you can literally speak the song And di ba 100 na yun?
Actually, yeah, maybe so they changed the ano, maybe. The software.
Maybe
the
so, software. Maybe so. Anyway, we're talking about Britney Spears, and she's going to be releasing an upcoming memoir. It's called The Woman in Me. But of course, you know, as with, I'm sure you've heard some stories maybe of Jada Pinkett Smith talking a bunch of stuff. It's also because she has a book coming out. But so, yung pre-release ng book, there's already a lot of press going on about it because of snippets that have come out. And most notably, we're talking about Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. If you didn't know, you know, if you're a Gen Z, actually, I think Gen Z would not know it because Gen Z don't know who NSYNC. Can you believe some Gen Z? I mean, there are Gen Z kids who've never heard of NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. Like, to me, that's like,
totally understandable.
It's understandable, but you know, the Gen.
I know, I know. They're like only the biggest thing ever. And the biggest rivalry between Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
So basically, Justin Timberlake, who was the lead singer, one of the lead singers of NSYNC, and Britney Spears, they were the power couple in like the early 2000s. But there's been a revelation in the memoir that actually Britney Spears actually got pregnant with Justin Timberlake's baby, and then Justin Timberlake was not having it. He's like, nah, man, I can't be a father right now. So Britney Spears actually went through an abortion. Because of, you know, because of they couldn't see eye to eye on it. And also, according to snippets that have been released, supposedly Justin Timberlake also actually cheated on Britney Spears during that time, like during that when they were together. And if you go back in history, right, because I didn't know any of this stuff. I mean, all I knew is that when Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears broke up, Justin Timberlake went solo, right? And then he released that song Cry Me a River. If you've seen the music video actually shows a girl that looks like Britney Spears. Like they cast someone who looked like Britney Spears. So people were like, oh, did Britney Spears cheat on Justin Timberlake and his song about it? And so now as they say, the turntables have turned. And
the turns have
the
tabled.
Turns have tabled, diba? The turns have tabled now. Uh-huh. And supposedly it was the other way around. And then because of this, also this new information. If you've seen have you seen yung music video ni Britney Spears called
the one with the knives?
That video was a little bit. Dude, first of all, before we talk about which music video we're talking about, Britney Spears recently posted a video on her Instagram.
That was just bizarre, man.
It was a little bizarre, but supposedly those knives were dull. But
do you believe it?
I don't know, man. I mean, natawa ako sa mga memes. I know it's not funny to laugh at, like, if it was a serious thing. Like, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes over there. But nakita mo yung mga memes where she's, like, chopping up food. And,
pagsashawara or something.
Oh, man. But the music video, I think, is called Every Time, where she was, like, in a bathtub and then she was, like, bleeding and whatever. So people thought it was, like, a suicide thing. But people are now saying maybe it was alluding to the abortion. So that's all the, I mean, that's kind of what's coming out of the PR camp, the Britney Spears. Other revelations in case, you know, I mean, they're not as big as, because Justin Timberlake one is probably the biggest bombshell, but she dated Colin Farrell for like 2 weeks and it was like a super intense 2 weeks. So I didn't know that. I didn't even know she dated Colin Farrell. And also, remember when she shaved her head?
Yeah,
and she was hanging out with Paris Hilton back in the day. Supposedly, though, like she wasn't doing hard drugs. Like she was using, I forgot what that drug is. What's that drug? That students take to like concentrate?
Adderall.
Adderall. Yeah, she was on Adderall, but she wasn't doing like cocaine and stuff, which people thought she was. So according to her, she was staying away from the quote-unquote hard drugs. She was into Adderall lang. And she shaved her head out of, it was a rebellion. It wasn't because it wasn't because of the drugs.
It was like a mental breakdown or something. Because people thought that it was a mental breakdown. Yeah. That's why. That was almost at the start of the conservatorship, right?
Mm-hmm. And she also does
when they
talk
painted
about
the picture that, she does. She talks about the conservatorship.
Oh, yeah, she does. She does. Obviously, we don't know
that's what
the whole
I want to read up about.
Yeah, according to like what we know so far, the conservatorship that she shared so far, like, well, obviously you can guess, like, it crushed her creative spirit, according to some of the articles that have been published online, and it made her feel like a child robot. That's the quote from the book. So she said, "I became a robot, a sort of child robot."
Pero grabe, no? I remember going to a Britney Spears concert maybe 4 years ago, 5 years
here,
ago.
Here, not in the Philippines, no?
Here, there, in the Philippines. Mm. Now, looking back, grabe, she was under the conservatorship.
At the time,
when I watched her. And at the time, and I was thinking, syempre, ano-ano pa ako? Yeah, oh my gosh, I love you, Britney. Not knowing that she was going through this whole thing. And sometimes we forget that, you know, these artists that we look up to, we see on the screen, we see online, you know, they're humans too. Na parang feeling ko tuloy nagigilty ako na pumunta ako sa concert. I kind of have like this tiny guilt na parang, shucks, parang, you know what I mean? Pinahirapan ko ba siya? No, but yeah, I mean, like, that's what I want to know about that conservatorship. And it's just, it's crazy that people can do that to another person. Because, yeah.
It's definitely, that's, I mean, what I want to read up buzz, about. Right? Because, like, honestly, you want to read the book now.
Yeah, I do. I do. I kind of want to know more about that. Because honestly, like, previous relationships and people she dated, it's for me, yun yung medyo, I don't really care about that. But the conservatorship, for me kasi parang it's such a scary thing to be under. Especially when you're that big of a personality. And maybe this is also influenced by TikTok, because TikTok kind of made her situation and her conservatorship as like
Free Britney, diba?
Horror movie.
Yeah, Free Britney.
Yeah. Para siyang like this true crime thing unfolding in front of us. So yeah, that's just, and actually, you know what? Earlier, the reason why I knew about what do you call this, like Britney Spears' book, is because I saw her post on Instagram saying that my book's purpose was not to offend anyone by any means. That was me then. This is in the past. I don't like the headlines I'm reading. That's exactly why I quit the business 4 years ago. Most of the book is from 20 years ago. I've moved on, and it's a beautiful clean slate from here, which makes me think if she didn't write the book. Am I right?
I don't know. I mean, maybe she just had a team. I don't know.
Yeah. Is it more of like a biography or an autobiography? So, yeah.
Kasi memoir, pero, kung memoir, mo, can someone write your memoir? Kasi memoir
I think
siya.
So.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I think so. Okay. So, yeah. Pero grabe, no? For you to unearth all of that and now you're in the headlines again. I guess maybe, ano yung iniisip niya na parang, you know what? I've already gone through the pain. Might as well make money off of it.
True. And I'm sure it might be because it comes out, by the way, October 24. Just in case you're interested in getting it. But I would assume it's a cathartic process as well, right? Because, you know, because people were all up about her. I mean, people were super against her during the, you know, especially with, I always go back to the Justin Timberlake story, because I was, you know, a huge NSYNC fan and a huge, like, 2000s, early 2000s pop fan. I remember these things, and now the narrative is completely different. And imagine going through X amount of years, what, 20 plus years, where people believe one thing, and then finally you get to tell your side of the story. I would assume it's something cathartic for her in terms of, hey, this is what happened. And no one's denying, I mean, Justin Timberlake, he didn't really deny it. I think the statement was that him and, because his wife, see, Jessica Biel, that they're going to focus on their family right now. So, I mean, there's no denying, like, he didn't say, like, oh, no, this is true. So maybe it is true, and maybe it's a way to put her mind at ease, I would guess. And also ruin NSYNC's comeback, by the way. Did you know that they
there going to be a comeback?
No, they have a new song, by the way, which is not that good. I would say, as a huge NSYNC fan, that song is ass. I don't know what they were going for. I don't know if they were trying to appeal to Gen Z, like a newer sound. But if they just stuck with the 2000s style pop, I would have been more about it.
A lot of people eat that shit up.
Yeah.
That's the case.
New song was not
good. The thing is, you know, when I think about this whole issue, when I think about Britney Spears, you know, writing the book, and now, you know, Justin Timberlake is in the mix.
Yeah.
napapaisip lang ako, when I think about it in a bigger scale, I'm sure only a chunk of people care about this.
Yeah.
Because like the younger generation, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, they probably do not give a shit.
Yeah. I mean, they probably know Britney and Justin as, yeah, they just know them, but yeah, I guess.
Alam mo yun, na parang this might be the biggest deal for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And then for other people, it's like, okay, scroll down.
That's true. I'm trying to think of an artist who I wouldn't care about. Like, I'm thinking like 80s artists for me. Like, I wouldn't care about them. Mm. I guess because it's our era, yeah. You know, our era. But yeah, I'd feel the same like, if it was somebody I didn't care about.
Because for me, like, even like Cher, who's
yeah, Cher.
Such a big pop icon.
Yeah. Or Madonna.
Pag may nireveal siya today, parang medyo ako, medyo, okay.
Yeah. I don't care about Madonna. Like, I don't care. If Madonna came out, like, if there was a revelation that Madonna was like, I don't know, into Satanism, I'd be like, okay, cool. Madonna, I don't care. Or ABBA.
Diba,
would you care about ABBA if something with a revelation about ABBA? I don't think so.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Diba? Yung parang ganun yung mapapaisip ka eh, na parang, yeah, it's the biggest thing right now.
Right
but
now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Especially with social media.
True. It'll flash
diba?
By.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So any more thoughts about Britney Spears' recent revelations and of her upcoming memoir?
Yeah. I kind of want to read that part, honestly.
I do. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of excerpts coming out soon.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to read a whole book,
mm-hmm.
let alone a memoir.
Mm-hmm.
So I might just read like excerpts or like articles about
or watch it. A TikTok yeah, cool. video about it and then scroll through
somebody
it.
Somebody explaining it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My favorite, right? Shall we wapow to our final TT of the night or the day?
Wapow.
The night. By the way, we're recording in the Rika's. What time is it? What time 9 p.m.?
It's 8:26.
8 p.m. It's 3:30 in the morning
and
here.
There it's 3:30. Oh, God.
That's the life we live, oh, man. Yeah. It's the life we live. We're talking about Frances M. and, a woman who claims that she had a relationship with Frances M. Her name is Abigail Rait. I think I'm saying that right. Rait. And this came about because Abigail Rait went on to a YouTube series called Pinoy Pawn Stars. And she brought with her some memorabilia. It was a jersey, well, like a Frances M. jersey, as well as a letter, right? It was a letter like that went along with the jersey. And it shows, and she says it herself, that she was in a relationship with Frances M. And they also have a 15-year-old daughter named Gail Francesca. And this was all revealed on this Pinoy Pawn Stars channel. So this was, you know, something that was never known up until it was shown on the show. And people are kind of, there's a lot of mixed, surprisingly, there's a lot of mixed emotions. And I was surprised to learn that there are a lot of people that are super supportive. Not that it's not that you can't be supportive, but there are a lot of people who are like, wow, this is such a great thing. This is so brave. You know, so justice for the lady, blah blah blah, and of course the other end is like, why is this happening? Like, why now? Yeah. Right? Like, why are you publicizing this now? And what are your thoughts on this revelation?
The thing is, like I told you earlier before we recorded, for me, kasi, you know, the person that we're talking about and the person that's in the middle of this whole ruckus has passed away, and they don't have, you know,
they can't say anything.
They can't defend themselves. They can't say anything. Na parang ako, medyo naaawa lang ako, especially to the people that, you know, they left here on earth, the family, the friends, his reputation. Parang basically yung gusto ko sabihin is, I mean, patay na yung tao.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I mean? Like, the reason why we say rest in peace is because you want them to actually rest. But then again, obviously, you know, what we're dealing with are the people who have revealed this. And I have seen, you know, two ends of the spectrum where people, like you said, are supporting them. And then the other one is like, oh, why are you romanticizing having, you know, a third party in the relationship and stuff like that. So it only raised more questions. So is she the reason why they were like Pia Magalona and Francis Magalona weren't together? Mm. And then at the same time, for me, obviously for me, parang wala din namang point to kind of like shoot at the kid. Kasi obviously hindi naman niya kasalanan
that,
you know, she's the kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think I also saw, you know, some people who kind of looked at this situation as them leveraging it for their fame or for a career.
Yeah, sabi daw ano eh, parang papasok daw sa showbiz yung anak. I read somewhere. I didn't confirm it though, so I don't know if that's true or not. It could be, no? It could be.
It could be.
But don't you think it hurts more than it helps, if ever?
Yeah, honestly, I think it hurts more than it helps, especially kind of like looping that information in with this revelation. Na parang, yeah, baka mapag-connect-connect talaga ng mga tao na, oh, so you're revealing this because this is the time you want your kid to go into showbiz. Mm. But the thing is, for me, you know, you can do whatever you want to do.
True.
You know, as long as, for me, as long as it's the truth, they're not making shit up, then if they want it to be out there, it's kind of like their decision.
Yeah. And it's hard to find. It's hard to find information, like in terms of what actually happened, because you know it's all secondhand knowledge. I mean, it's all secondhand information. Because I was looking through, you know, tweets and comments. I was trying to figure out, like, was this obviously it's illegitimate because you know they weren't, you know, because Frances M was still married, right? But supposedly they had the relationship after him and Pia Magalona had split. Francis and Pia Magalona had actually kind of split, although they were civil and whatever. So maybe by law it's not, you know, it's not allowed, but it could have been okay naman, like in terms of between the parties, like maybe they understood and had this.
Pero grabe no, for and because the Magalona family, they've always been in the limelight. Mm. You know, whether we like it or not, they're always in the limelight. And you have seen, like, over the years, you know, year after year, they mourn the loss of their father. Mm. You see it on Instagram. You see it on TV and the news. And parang for me, I wonder what they're thinking right now. Kasi on top of the, you know, that loss of your family member, your father, your husband, meron pang ganito, which is another type of hurt.
Right.
I guess. And it could be na alam nila, diba? All these years, alam nila yon. But for it to be publicized and now people are talking about it.
Mm-hmm. See, Frank Magalona supposedly liked a post that was labeling this situation like a homewrecker situation. Mm-hmm. So see, Frank Magalona did like that post. I don't know if that, I mean, who even sees that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who? I guess nakabantay sila, di ba? I guess there must be some sort of TMZ entity here na inaabangan lahat mga likes ng mga, you know, people that they're looking for. They must have eyes on them, di ba?
Kasi di ba, when somebody likes your comment, you get notified. And for you to comment that, it means updated ka na talaga sa mga bagay-bagay.
Right, right.
Because you already commented that. Mm. And then when somebody likes your photo, somebody likes your comment, and then they happen to be Frank Magalona, obviously
true.
It's gonna, you know, it's gonna be publicized. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the
ako, ang naisip ko lang is the family. You know what I mean? Like, ano yung nararamdaman nila ngayon?
Yeah.
Diba? Because what if, let's say, what if they did heal? They healed already from all of this, you know? They're living their lives and everything. And then this comes into play again. And they have to deal with it all over again now in the public eye.
Yeah.
So
Maxine Magalona actually reposted a quote, I believe on Twitter. And the quote goes, "Shout out to everyone who's learning how to transmute sacred rage into acts of kindness." It was actually on our Instagram story, but not on a tweet. So, I mean, obviously now they're aware of the situation. And it doesn't seem like they were before this came out, no? I mean, if they had known, really? You think so? I don't know. Do you think they knew?
Ako feeling ko.
Alam nila.
On some level, yeah, they know.
Mm. I guess because now it's publicized, medyo masakit.
Yeah. Because, you know, this is a whole human being in front of them. And they, you know, the mom did say na, you know, totoo kami, nandito kami, buhay kami, you know.
I was also, I saw this term online, and maybe you can tell me more about it. Like, or it was a tweet, and it had a lot of likes. Kabit culture in the Philippines is wild. Yun yung nakasulat sa tweet, and a lot of people were responding to that. And actually, it's a little bit normalized here, I would say, which is bad, right? Like, I feel like there's many stories about it from not just celebrities, but in general. It happens so often that people are like, oh, it happens. Like, it's just okay.
In celebrity culture,
In general, in the Philippines.
In general.
Sobrang dami.
In the Philippines? Honestly, for me, I don't think it's just in the Philippines.
Well, yeah.
It's just that, you know, it may be highlighted because of this. Pero, I mean, I'm sure there is a kabit culture and there is a whole, you know, rhetoric around it and, you know, like jargons and even like some sort of yung kumbaga parang common understanding na siya. You know what I mean? Na pag meron kasing naiisip ko, meron kasing like that toxic masculinity na mas madami kang babae, mas macho ka. Ganon. It's I feel like it stems
from that.
From there. And I don't think it's just exclusive to the Philippines. There's always been that kind of idea na, you know, guys are, especially if like, let's say, alam na ng lahat ng parties na merong, you know, may kabit or like there's this, the third party, na parang proud pa, I guess.
Very, Andrew Tate. Very Andrew Tate.
Exactly. Diba, Andrew Which, Tate? Honestly, obviously, I do not support. Exactly.
Dude, sobrang daming followers ni Top G, man. Like, so many people. And Sneeko.
And the thing is, the algorithm is just crazy. And it just really plays into... imagine a tangent kami with Andrew Tate. But it plays into Andrew Tate because I feel like he doesn't need to target his content to people because his content already is very niche. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, talaga na pupunta siya sa lahat ng algorithm ng mga tao. So,
well,
you know what I mean. So, anyway, yeah, so for me, bottom line is for me, I think kabit culture isn't just exclusively to Filipino. Maybe, kumbaga parang for me, maybe merong like exclusively characteristic of being like Filipino. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it happens everywhere, but I'm not up for romanticizing it or actually even, minsan nga parang pag nanonood ako ng mga movies or TV shows about third parties or, you know, kabit or whatever, it kind of really makes me think na parang, why am I watching this?
Yeah, people love that shit, man.
People I know.
Lin lang. Kimchi.
Lin lang.
Diba, kimchi?
I know. But yeah, so the jersey and the signature was sold for 500,000 pesos. This is on Bustoyo's
Pinoy
YouTube
Pawn
account.
Stars, yeah.
Pinoy Pawn Stars. So yeah, that's just, I think for me the strangest thing about this interaction, about this interview, was when the kid was asked to rap Bagsakan.
What?
Kasi, yeah. So she was asked to rap Bagsakan and she did. And I mean, I'm not gonna comment on that kasi hindi naman ako like expert on rap or like whatever.
Okay.
Pero parang I think baka dun kasi medyo nagkaroon ng parang pagpasok yung mga tao on making fun of her, making fun of her rap or her skills or whatever.
Yeah,
kasi maling
yun
naman, di ba? She has some skills. It's just not rapping, maybe.
Maybe.
So, anyway, yun yung isa sa parang strangest things na parang, why is this part
why is this happening? Why is this happening?
Yeah, why is this happening?
It was a little awkward, no? It was a little awkward watching
it. It is. It was so awkward that we had to skip it.
Yeah. You guys, you skipped it?
I skipped it.
Oh, you did?
Ganun. Yeah, kasi kaya wala rin ako masabi kasi
I mean,
it's
just weird na
it,
yun yung unang ano yung unang papagawin mo. Like this is a big revelation. Like for example, like if you were gonna like just think about it, you know, let's just use a different celebrity for example. Like let's say Neo. I don't know why bakit na naisip si Neo. Let's say Neo. That's bigla. There's this woman who comes out, "Oh my god, I had a baby with Neo 15 years ago." That's the first thing you want to do is make them sing Miss Independent, like, "Oh, si kanta ka ng Miss Independent." Like that.
Alam mo, feeling ko that thing is very Pinoy. That thing is very Pinoy na parang kunwari mamimit mo yung bago mong pamangkin or something with a toddler or whatever. Oh, kantahin mo nga ako or something. Kantahin mo nga yung mga tito mo or something.
It's just such a strange, like, you know, it's so strange. Like, obviously, this is the first time that we are learning of this supposed, you know, anak ni Frances M with a different woman. Mm-hmm. And your train of thought is, bagsakan.
Exactly.
Diba, nandito na si Chito Miranda. Yeah. I don't know.
Baka kasi ano eh, on the part of Boss Toyo, it might be ad-lib.
Maybe.
It wasn't really part of the whole interview or whatever.
Okay. Pero so, yun yung ad-lib mo, that's the first thing? That'd be crazy, man. I don't know, man. man. So
I was actually shocked with the price of
the jersey. No, 500,000.
500,000 pesos. Yeah. And to think the signature wasn't even on the jersey. So that's another thing that I'm thinking about this whole situation.
Yeah,
honestly.
who would buy it? Because as a collector, unless you really just want to keep it as a collector thing, who would you resell that to? Like, is there like a Frances M like collector? Like, I'm not sure.
I think meron eh. I think meron. Okay. And it could be also like, because Frances M is such a big part of Filipino
hip-hop,
pop culture, rap culture, that could be part of, I don't know, a museum, an exhibit, you know? That yun lang yung mga nakikita kong possibilities eh. Diba? Kasi ano yun eh, like, talagang like icon.
True.
And it's not made up, you know? Mm.
I get
so,
it.
Yeah, I think I want to end there because if we continue, and dami ko pang aspects about that whole interaction, and I just have big question marks.
Sige na, Rica, bagsakan nga, magbagsakan ka. Kabisado mo yung rap ni Frances M?
Hindi, ang alam ko lang yung Let's Vault In.
Ah, okay. I tried to remember yung kay Glock na, pero ang hirap eh. Yung part ni Glock na.
Hindi, ang hirap ng kay Glock na.
Yeah. Yung kay Chito pwede pa eh. Chito Miranda, yung part niya. Okay pa naman eh. I think you could pick it up. But yung kay Glock 9 ang hirap. Yeah. Right?
Grabe. I had the privilege of watching Parokya ni Edgar, who brought in Glock 9 and of course Shanty Dope to rap Bagsakan, to perform Bagsakan right in front of me. And I was like, well, not just me. Obviously, we were a crowd.
Yeah.
But like, okay. Live on stage. It was just so iconic na parang feeling ko hindi ko to mapapanood ulit ever. Na maybe like in 15 more years probably. Pero I felt so, wow.
Whoa.
Because it's such an iconic song, right? So, yeah.
So, I guess that's it for the TVs, huh? Wapow?
Wapow!
That's pretty much it for this mix. So, if by the time this comes out, I think we're going to start releasing again on Mondays, which is a good time to release because it's the start of the week. But hopefully, by the time you listen to this, you've also checked out our socials. Because we are going to be, we've been posting, we will be posting mga shorts and videos and snippets of the podcast.
Yes.
So look out.
You know
out
what?
For that.
Let me just add to our content.
Yeah.
I have, because I was listening back to some of our old podcasts, because, you know, I just like, you know, looking at the archives.
Right.
And I have a vocabulary for you.
Okay. Wow. Oh my God. It's been a while. Ano yung vocabulary mo?
Okay. The word is suffuse.
How do you spell that?
S-U-F-F-U-S-E.
Suffuse?
Wait, don't look it up.
I'm not looking it up. I'm S-U-F-U-S-E.
Suffuse. So what do you think is the meaning of
suffuse? Is it like, okay, I'm thinking of diffuse, right? To turn something off, maybe?
Ooh.
So suffuse, I'm guessing it has to, it's like to make a situation die down. I'm guessing. I don't know. Maliba.
Well, I mean, like, the idea is there when you were thinking of diffuse or something. But
okay.
Diffuse, like, to spread.
Oh, okay, to spread. Where
for it to spread.
Where did you come about this word? Why is
because,
this a vocabulary today?
Because I was reading There we go. Gradually spread through or over. So that's the meaning of suffuse. Because I was reading The Handmaid's Tale, and I'm already at the tail end. Don't you guys worry. I'm really a slow reader.
Okay.
I know I mentioned that I was starting reading it a few episodes ago. Mabagal talaga ako magbasa. But I was reading it, and I think she was describing like the sunlight on the garden. It was just like suffused. Like it spread over. Tapos parang napaisip lang ako, bakit hindi na lang spread. Bakit kailangan suffuse?
Because it sounds nice, man. So yeah, suffuse does. Your so, love for the podcast by interacting with our audiva. Suffuse. Ana.
Meron ako. I have a sentence. Oh. Suffuse the butter all over your face.
Oh, diba? And then strike five poses.
Oh, gosh. Please follow us everywhere. It's at the Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then we do have our email, which you can send whatever you want to send, except dick pics. We do not want that.
Don't do it, man.
You know, Google, you know, don't do it.
I'd rather receive a video of you kissing a fish for 5 seconds.
I'd rather not. But you can send us whatever you want to send us. It's the Halo Halo Show at gmail.com. And mm-hmm. we do have our very exclusive Facebook page or Facebook group. Here, there we go again.
There we go.
Facebook group. It's called the Halo Halo Show Leche Fam. Okay. So in there, you can literally post whatever, except if you want to sell anything, because you can't sell anything there. Yeah,
we'll be asking questions and stuff on there. Yung mga got this a question. And also, we have TikTok. I don't know. We haven't really plugged the TikTok, but we finally got access to it. So follow us on TikTok because we will be uploading there more. And that's it. Anything you want to plug, Rika G? Anything new? You want to ask for a job? Maybe there's something
there. Give me a job, please. You know, a solid 9 to 5 mm-hmm. where, you know, I can get up, make breakfast, some oatmeal, and then, you know, go to work, go home. Mm-hmm. Anyway, also, we do have a vlog. Me and Ryan, we set up a vlog of our adventures here in the UK. And, you know, just to like streamline all of that content into one YouTube channel. So mm-hmm. it's called Our Climbs. And we're also on TikTok, by the way, which, by the way, I'm so surprised. There's this one TikTok that I made, that we made, and it's now at 12,000 views.
Damn, like, look at you.
I know. I mean, TikTok, with TikTok, I know that's not a lot, but still.
12,000, that's a good amount. There we go. Organic reach. I know. Organic reach?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. For me, man, it's the Burr months. So if you do need an event host, you can fly Rika out too if you really want the Halo Halo special, right?
Or here.
Or here. Or there. Oh, yeah. True. Hit up Rika too. But yeah, hit us up for hosting deals or hosting whatever services. I'll give you a Halo Halo Show discount. Just let me know that you came from the Halo Halo Show, diba? And that's it, man. Shall we extra song?
Yep.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.